My name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 4th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Helen Elizabeth Jones, 45, and I live currently in Shrewsbury, Shropshire. I originally come from North Wales, so I don't know which one you meant, but okay.
And how are you doing today?
Fine, yeah, really looking forward to it. It's exciting. Just so glad about the weather.
You're very lucky with the weather,
So, can I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
I think, I can't quite remember. I've been thinking about this, but I'm fairly sure that I must have glanced at something in The Guardian, but probably didn't take a huge amount of notice. And I think it was then just seeing all the twittering about it. I think that's probably what made me cotton on a bit more, made me have a look at the website, and then it sort of followed from there, really. I'm pretty sure that's how it was.
So what was it that actually made you want to get involved?
I liked Anthony Gormley's work, so I saw Field for British Isles, and then last year we went to Crosby, I think it's Crosby Sands, isn't it, that he's got another place, and I'm just fascinated by some of the stuff that he's doing. So that grabbed my attention. And then as I found out a little bit about the project, I think what grabbed me was what just sort of an idea of what an amazing social history or social archives or social activity or something. I wasn't quite sure if it's sort of art in a way, but that's, you know, doesn't matter, I suppose. But as a sort of community social project, it seemed innovative, and I thought, oh, don't like being filmed and don't like being the centre of attention, but I can't not have a go at being involved in that in some way. So
have you actually been following the project so far?
Yes, and then when I knew I'd got a place, obviously it became slightly more obsessive, so becoming a participant makes you watch it more, I think. So I don't have a lot of time to tune in and watch very much of it, so I kind of tune in and see some of the twitterings about it, and any time I'm at home I'll have a look for a few minutes every hour, and then a few people grab me a little bit more and I'll watch a bit longer, and sometimes I'll have it on in the background, but
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
It took some thinking around, really, and but I think what I've done, because I saw Field for British Isles and thought it was mind-blowing, I thought it was fantastic, and I wanted something that involved my friends and family in some sort of way with the project, that sometimes could just be talking about it, but so in the end, so what I'm doing, I'm taking up its heavy rucksack of modelling clay figures that are just ugly, misshapen things, really, but they're sort of a bit of a joke about the field, the little terracotta figures. Because of weight, I could only carry, well, it was 43, and I think two had their heads broken off yesterday, so it's 41, I think. So I'm just going to put those out and then see if the whim takes me. I might move them around a bit, but just doing that. And then I'm using the space then to give some publicity to the Miscarriage Association and the Stillbirth Association and Neonatal Death Charity stands, just to say something about, I guess I saw this as kind of something about ordinary people and ordinary lives being on the plinth, and Trafalgar Square seems very much about male military history. And I thought, well, sadly, an everyday part of women's lives can be about baby loss. And so I'm just putting up the charity banners for that. I won't be speaking much about it. But I've also then created a poster. My partner's created a poster saying that for an hour it's going to be called One and Another, because one of the things with baby loss is that people find it very hard to know what you call what's died. So do you call it a fetus or a baby or and things like that, and it makes it very hard for people to talk about. So I'm just calling my hour One and Another, as something to do with that, really, and see if that makes people think. I won't be speaking particularly very much and things. I'm not extrovert in that way, so I don't know if moving the clay figures around will last me an hour, but anyway, that's what I'm doing.
So firstly, with the clay figures, are they already, you've already modelled them yourself?
Yeah, well, friends and family got involved, so we've had lots of conversations while we've been doing it, and which I think has been a wonderful part of it. I think it's I'm a psychologist, and I just think this is a wonderful, interesting, innovative sort of psychological and social activity, really. So I wanted to do even more of that within whatever I did. So I had to kind of court a bit of publicity for the charity sort of base, really, but otherwise I wouldn't have done that. But I wanted to talk to friends and family about it, get them to think about it, what would they do, and if they were going up, and is it art or isn't it? And so doing the clay figures, so I'd go around, and I'd get free dinners as well. So going around to friends' houses where they would make a few of the figures, and then we'd have dinner and talk about that and lots of other things. And so that was an important part of doing it, really, and that seemed to be a way that I could involve them in that way. I didn't want to do the speaking to them from the plinth and saying hi or anything. That didn't seem to fit, really. So being involved beforehand and behind the scenes and so on, and creating something that goes on there was an important part of it, I think, really. I mean, the end result is that they're kind of ugly little things, really. So I don't consider them art, if you see what I mean. But it's that social process and having people involved has been lovely. It's been a really nice part of it. So.
Was it quite important for you, kind of not offloading, but getting other people involved and creating kind of quite individualistic?
Yeah. Yes. In fact, it was a bit frustrating. Some people went a bit too individualistic. I guess that's the thing about art. You have to just let people go with an idea. But, so somebody made something that didn't look remotely like an attempt at a jokey Anthony Gormley field figure. But anyway, that head broke off, so I have got an excuse not to use that. So. but, yes, it was about just saying to people, kind of, in a way, jokingly, I gave them the same instructions that I understand Anthony Gormley did for his artwork. But we were just working with modelling clay. It's not quite the same thing, and I couldn't afford to have... I wanted as many number as I could to go on the plinth to create the same sort of image, but because I knew I wasn't going to be able to carry a weight of lots of things. So I had to use a small amount of clay for each figure. So people... I don't know, maybe artists have this all the time, having to work to certain constraints. But yes, just asking them to do it very quickly and showed them Anthony Gormley's the pictures of the work and things like that. So again, that's been a big important part of the process. Some of my friends didn't know about his work and things like that, so they were very excited to see that, really, not what we did. So yes, and then just saying to people, just do it as you want, really. So, my stepchildren have made them, and my mum had a go at making one, and different friends and things. So that's been really important. Then obviously I've made some as well. And then Shropshire seemed to just run out of modelling clay. I couldn't find any. So that's again a bit of a limitation. But we'll see anyway. But the only problem was that I wanted something that I could give to people in the square. So originally I'd thought the idea of chocolate. But I couldn't find anything that would do that. So we went to the modelling clay, and obviously health and safety wouldn't allow me to throw that at people. So afterwards, I hope somehow to convey to people that if they want one, I mean, as I say, they're not very attractive, but they do say one and other 2009 on the bottom. It's sort of scratched into the clay. So if anybody wants them for free, they can have them, and I don't have to carry the weight of them around London this afternoon. So I've got to find some way to then give them away. So that was another part of it, if people want them. So.
Yeah. Are you quite a creative individual?
It depends what you mean, really. I'm not very... I don't consider myself sort of artistic in the sense of like painting and sculpting and things like that. I used to do a lot of photography. I haven't done that for ages. But I like playing with ideas. But it just often doesn't come into making something. And that has been an exciting part of this, sort of realising that, although it's just an hour on the plinth, me doing a little thing, but it's been really nice having a project that focuses your mind on something, and you've got a deadline, and I've been thinking that'd be quite nice to do a bit more of that. So I might try and do a bit more, but I'm not very good with my hands in that sort of a way. And I think I could supervise, but so I don't really know how to answer that. Really, I don't know how creative I am. So.
Could you talk a little bit about what you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm a clinical psychologist in the health service, and also part time with a university. So I work with, currently my job is mostly working with people who arrive at general hospitals, perhaps because they've self-harmed or they've attempted suicide. But I've also then got a very specific remit to work within maternity services as well. So I work a lot with people who've had pregnancy loss, or they're having very difficult pregnancies for some reason, not medically but psychologically or emotionally, or they've had traumatic childbirth experiences, often things that can be quite hidden and hard to talk about because motherhood's meant to be all fantastic, and obviously baby loss, you know, is probably one of the things people find hardest to talk about, dead babies and things like that. So, but it's sadly it's an everyday experience for people, for women, but obviously the families as well that it's affected. So that's a lot of what I do, and I also I'm involved in teaching at a university as well.
So. Okay. So is this where the kind of the desire to promote stand? The charity Sand?
Sands, and the Miscarriage Association. Yes, but also I've got personal experience of loss, so I put it on the profile as well. And I decided to stick with it, not as sort of therapy for me in any kind of way. I don't particularly need people to understand my personal experience, but it actually did seem relevant to the project, because when I applied for my place, I was pregnant. And I'd thought, oh, that would be great fun. It's one person on the plinth, but I'll be two. I think there's a woman who's done that since. It's been fantastic. By the time I got the email to say I'd got the place, I'd lost the baby. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not going to go now and things. But then I thought, well, it's been part of the process, really. So I thought I'd stick with that, really. So it's an intersect between my personal and professional life. And I thought, it sounds a bit grand, this, but I kind of thought, that's what I think good artists do, is that they kind of expose something about themselves, but to make a wider point, really. Like, you know, Anthony Gormley uses his own body, doesn't he? And so I thought, well, that's sort of in keeping with it, if I, you know, as long as it's sort of not too insensitive for other people and things like that. So so that's part of it as well.
Can I ask if you already have children?
Do you mean living children or other children?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. I've lost babies, so I've got stepchildren. So.
Okay. Mm. And is this a charity? Have you always kind of empathised, wanted to promote them? Have you ever done any work with SAND?
No, not directly with them. I don't. But as I say, my professional life is involved in it, so I might have links with the sort of charities, but not particularly. In Shropshire, the Miscarriage Association doesn't have a local sort of network, and we're hoping that maybe something through this or some of the sort of local, like the local radio, have been interested to speak to me and things. So I'm hoping that off that it might be possible to get a bit more support locally for that. But no, so it's not like 20 years of working with the charity or anything there. It's more that I asked, do you want me to use some of the space for this, and they said yes. So
can I? You live in Shropshire.
Yes.
Have you always been in that area?
No, I originally come from North Wales, from Snowdonia.
Okay. And you're very happy staying where you are at the moment.
Yeah, we're tied a bit, really. My partner works in a school in that area, so we couldn't really move very much, and with the stepchildren and things. So, but yeah, no, I mean, bits of it are a bit too conservative and a bit too stuffy and a bit too backwatery. I don't know where this archive's going. But a lot of it is just wonderful. So, you know, we have a dog, so I just walk out the door. I've got fantastic places to walk, and I do miss access, you know, like London, you can just go to Hyde Park and you go to the big theatres and stuff. I miss things like that, but I wish things would move on a little bit quicker in some places. But it's Shrewsbury's you know, I've got most things I need, and I've got lots of good friends there and things, so yeah, happy.
And have you ever lived in London?
No, my brother lives in London, but no, I've never lived in London, no.
Okay. And can I ask you a little bit about your interests? Obviously, you've got your work, which dominates quite a lot, but music, sport?
Yeah. No, sport not so much now. I was into kickboxing and karate a while ago, but I'm not now. I'm thinking of getting back into doing a bit more photography. So that's not very current, but that's kind of on my mind. And I think this project's kind of hurried me up a little bit in thinking about it. My mind's gone completely blank.
It's quite weird, actually, isn't it? Reanalyzing your interests.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. Sorry. I do lots of more sort of social things with friends, and sort of. I don't have so many hobbies anymore, which I used to do. But it's more about sort of. I guess cinema and film and things is a real. You know, I could talk directors and films and things forever, I probably, and going out to see them and things. So I suppose that's partly a hobby and a social activity. So.
Mm, great. So just to go back to your album, Flynn, how are you feeling about the live streaming?
I'm hoping that I won't be feeling too bad about that when I'm on the plinth. I'm hoping that I just forget about it, because that's the bit that's most terrifying me, because I hate being filmed. So that's my personal challenge, that every day I told somebody I was doing this, so that I cornered myself into not being able to back out, because I knew I'd be tempted to back out. That does worry me quite a lot, actually, about how I'm going to look, how I'm going to look at myself afterwards, things like that. So that's kind of a nerving part of this project. But that's the bit I've decided is a personal challenge. So. And it just doesn't look as high, really, as I thought it was. The wind yesterday was scaring the hell out of me, and it's suddenly a fantastic day. And so I'm feeling great. And everybody's been lovely here, helping out with everything. So and the free T-shirt, my God. So all that's been wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I suppose just I suppose to make the point just that, you know, I know it's got to be one person on the plinth, but you know, with the clay figures and my partner doing the poster and things like that, just it's there happens to be nobody who was able to be here today physically, but yeah, it just does feel somehow important to record that there's lots of people who are part of the process, even though my name happens to be the person identified with it. So, yeah.